Victoria. The British Columbia government has introduced legislation to make September 30 a paid statutory holiday marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Labour Minister Harry Baines introduced a bill in the legislature Tuesday, saying the holiday will be observed this September and every September 30 afterwards. He says the BC holiday follows the federal government's decision in 2021 to declare September 30 a National Truth and Reconciliation holiday for its workers. Premier David Eby says his government is taking the important step to enshrine the day in law to acknowledge the wrongdoings of the past, and to take meaningful action toward reconciliation. Many British Columbians have been marking Orange Shirt Day with humility, respect and reflection in their own way for years, says Eby in a statement, referring to a day that honors survivors and those who didn't return from residential schools. Baines told the legislature the government's decision on the holiday is in response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's Call to Action No. 80, which requested the federal government establish a holiday to honor residential school survivors, their families and communities. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, the president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, says the Day of Reconciliation is welcome. For this day to be truly meaningful, it requires healing and capacity for change, Phillip says in a statement. BC will join Prince Edward Island, the Northwest Territories, Nunavut, Yukon and Canada as jurisdictions that have already designated September 30 as a statutory holiday, if the legislation passes. New Brunswick has made the day a provincial holiday but says it's optional for the private sector. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 7, 2023. Dirk Meissner, the Canadian Press.